Madam Chair.
When we have a discussion, which is the vice chair and the GM and I, about the time, we will let you know. And Nancy, can you just text me what time you guys usually have a meeting? Thanks.
What kind of meeting?
You know, you said we usually have them in the middle of the day.
Afternoon, usually 2 to 5.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. We usually did 2 hours, but a lot of people hang around and jaw, so it comes to 3. But anyway, 2. Usually we do at least 2 hours.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
somebody call my name. Who was?
Madam Chair, I want to thank the board for their consideration and the outreach committee is working hard to try to improve things. And I hope my esteemed colleague, Dwayne Lark, has seen some improvement on the outreach committee. Also, Dr. Franklin, thank you, sir. I want to welcome you to KPFT, and I'm here at your disposal.
Thank you, Outreach Committee. Y'all did a great job this past meeting. All right, Sandy, Finance.
Thank you. Appreciate that. The report is brief. We met last at the end of the month, and we actually passed our budget. It was unanimous consent with one abstention. On the agenda for this evening is approval by the entire LSB. The one modification that was made is money was added for election expenses, and to offset the additional expense, revenue projections were placed on an equal footing. I can discuss that more when we present the motion. Thank you. All right, one last thing. In our next meeting going forward, I hope to initiate some fundraising amongst us and some programmers who I've been talking to outside of the drive or even connected with the next drive in October. So please attend our next scheduled meeting. I believe it's posted on KPFTX, and we're going to look at maybe some creative ways to create some cash flow for KPFT. Badly, badly needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, development. You're muted.
Oh, Madam Chair, we need to vote on the budget.
Oh, we need to vote on this, Sandy?
I put a motion in writing to please approve the budget as presented. I just emailed it again a few minutes ago and horribly early before 7 a.m. this morning for those of you that are looking for that email right now.
Okay, it's been moved.
Thank you.
It's been moved to approve. Is that 2022,
right. Fiscal 2022 budget effective October 1st this year.
Okay.
I wish to speak to an amendment to the, I offer an amendment to the budget.
Go ahead.
As I posted in the chat, I move to amend the budget to allocate $2,000 for the fiscal year to obtain a Zoom-like service for the LSB meetings, town hall meetings, and other events sponsored by KPFT and or Pacific. Further, this amendment calls for the general manager in consultation with the business manager to adjust the budget to reflect this addition. It shall be the G and others. I'm having a hard time reading what I wrote. To make the final determination on what service will be selected, that service decision shall be reported to this body.
Sandy.
Just like to comment, Ted, you had multiple meetings and you asked a lot of questions in those meetings. In our last gathering, you were satisfied with your answer with respect to our mail-out appeals and the funds that it brings. For example, you did not ask this question. Finance committee passed the budget. as it sits in front of you tonight by the email I've sent. I don't think that this is the appropriate time to do this. Perhaps when we review the budget, maybe in the second quarter, we look and see how we're tracking and make any adjustments. At that point, we can take on such an item. But right now, we are revenue neutral, and that's pushing the point considering that we fell $100,000 short in our last drive. So right away, we're behind the eight ball. Adding expense, putting that on the backs of the station, I don't think is at all appropriate. I will say that many amongst us have Zoom, and even tonight, this is donated. So we can find a volunteer or someone with that service to facilitate what we're talking about without adding additional expense on the back of KPFT. Thank you.
Yes, Ted.
I will withdraw my amendment with Sandy having gone on the record that we will be able to obtain this as a donated service. I just don't want to have a town hall meeting and not be able to conduct it because we don't have Zoom. So I did not know that Sandy was so confident. I withdraw my amendment.
Can I ask a question? And I'm really
busy. No.
Oh, I can't ask no question.
No, you're chairing the meeting. You can't.
I don't want to ask you the question.
Madam Chair, that's not correct. You're chairing the meeting and you can ask any question that you want.
I thought so.
I think you got to put yourself on the stack though.
Well, that would be a matter of this body forcing her to do so, but the chair does have just every right that we have. Just like I just blurted out, she can blurt out.
Who's in the day, please?
My question, Sandy, and this is really to you. Like I said, I don't know if you read what I wrote in the chat. Sandy, did you read what I wrote in the chat?
I'm sorry. I must have missed that. There's been
That's
a lot
okay.
of,
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Last month when the vice chair got sick, Markeisha offered me the KPFT Zoom account. So if she offered me the Zoom account, that means we already have account. Somebody's paying for it. Maybe that's her donation to the station. I have no idea. I don't get into the finances. The point that I want to ask Ted is why would you think we would have a town hall meeting and not have an avenue to have the meeting? We've already discussed this with the vice chair. Vice chair is willing to host the meeting. Why are we even bringing it up and you're saying, well, to have, I don't get that. I just had to say that because I just don't understand it. I just, Anyway, moving on. Orders of the day. Moving on.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I have a question.
Go ahead, Richard, because I haven't heard from you all night. Go ahead.
My question is, who's zooming who?
Uh-huh.
You're so silly. You are so silly. Thank you for that laugh break.
Sounds like somebody's next
request for information.
Go ahead. Me and
now. Do I have a chance to respond to the question you asked of me?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. May I do it now?
Yes, and be brief.
There is a huge lack of transparency. I've worked on the budget. I did not know there was any money in the budget for Zoom. I know that there is and would be for the coming year. I wouldn't have wasted my time with this. I think we deserve, and the listeners who elect us deserve to know that we are being responsible with Pacifica's finances. Thank you.
Do you have a report for your committee?
Point of order. Point of order, please.
Go ahead.
The question has been called. I would like to get on to the vote.
Yeah, I'm on to the next committee the next committee report, Linda.
Well, the question has been called. The vote has not taken place.
We have a motion on the floor, Madam Chair.
I thought we voted on this.
No.
Just in the finance committee. We need to approve it here.
You could ask if there's objections.
That's the process.
Are there any objections to the 21-22 budget? I'm going to say it again. Are there any objections to the 21-22 budget? Let me say it again a third time, like I'm in my real meetings. Are there any objections to the 21-22 meeting? I mean budget. Not hearing any, by consensus, the 21-22 KPFT budget passes. All right. The Millionaire Committee.
Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah, thank you for all you did, Sandy, because I know y'all worked a lot of long hours with that. Do you have a report, Ted?
We have to thank Markeisha, too.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Markeisha and I talk, without a doubt. Do you have a report, Ted?
No.
Okay. I have a report.
Which committee are you reporting for? Oh, the Treasury, what, development?
Madam Chair, there was nothing on the agenda about a report of the Million Dollar Committee. If you'll please stick to the agenda.
I can't see the agenda, so if you're trying to tell me what to do, we already...
trying to make my machine.
Be aware, we...
Well, we're still on committee reports, so yes, development. Development is a committee, so.
But Madam Chair, before we leave development, I had a question about the million whatever committee.
Yes.
I'd like to know when was the last time that committee met and how many times have that committee met since it's been formed?
Ted?
About a month ago, Richard Uzel and Susie Moreno were present. We met with Bill Baldwin in his office, and it was at that time that we found out that the property was under the control of Coldwell Banker and that the contract had been let. So we have...
Okay, that's not germane to my question. Thank you for the first answer. The second answer is, how many times has the committee met?
Twice.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'll have a motion in the next meeting. Thank you for the information.
All right, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes,
Madam.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay, is anybody, Dr. Franklin, and I hope that, is any, I heard more than once, that the broker that is so generous that will not charge anything is having a bunch of ads in KPFT programs. Is that true? Is that something that was negotiated? Because supposedly it will cost you nothing, but I can hear the propaganda about his place and his name and his realty, business at KPFT. And I have some of them, I have the recordings of some of them. Okay? Is that part of the deal?
Dr. Franklin. Oh, you're on mute. Dr. Franklin. You're on mute.
Okay, I'm off. What was the question?
Adriana, can you repeat your question?
Yes. I'm talking, I heard that the, Ted, you just said that you met at the office of this guy, and he's so generous that we charge nothing, but I hear him more than once in KPFT programs advertising his name, who he does, and his realty business. Is that part of, I think that is a violation of a bunch of things, but I want to know if anybody's aware of that, because I have the recordings.
I'm not aware of that, but I'll have to check with Dakota. I think I saw a note that you may have sent earlier about, I don't know if it was a voice message or something to that effect, about this particular issue about someone who was on the community calendar. I don't know if that's it, but I'll have to investigate that to determine under what auspice that we have this particular spot. I don't know if it's a spot. I don't believe it's any type of promotional spot. It would have to be some type of public service announcement, but I'll have to look into that to find out what the basis of it is and get that information to you. Obviously it didn't start running the last 2 weeks. Perhaps it was running before that time, integrated into the calendar or put on air, at a time, maybe before the last 2 weeks, but I'll look into it and try to get you an answer.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Frank.
Linden for the stack.
That part of the
Linden
question
for the
was for Ted. If Ted knew when they meet that guy that he was having all of this in KPFT programs.
Ted?
The committee knew.
No.
Susie?
Linden for the stack.
Thank you.
And to talk
Susie
about-
for the stack.
I got you too. Okay, Ted.
Did you put Susie?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The simple answer is no, and I have never talked with Mr. Baldwin about this. It was brought to my attention. I don't know if he knows that there is some rule that somebody who owns a business cannot be discussing that business on a program and in some other capacity doing a service for the radio station. I don't even know if he knows that, nor do I know whether or not you cannot mention your business if you're doing a service for the station. So there certainly was no quid pro quo about his volunteering to not get a commission if he got airtime on KPFT. That subject never came up.
You were in the meeting, in the executive meeting, the last executive meeting, Ted?
This is Linden for the stack. This is not ongoing back and forth.
We talk about
how
that.
How long is this
here?
Back and forth going to go?
Okay, when they finish.
Ted.
I was at the meeting. I don't know what aspect of the meeting you're talking about that you want me to address.
We talk about exactly
well,
the
same thing. Since we're not following Robert's Rules of Orders.
We talk about the same
thing. I challenged the member to produce the recordings. As we used to say, empty threats.
What? Is that what you wanted to say, Linda?
Yes, I think she is making an empty threat. I challenge her to produce the recording.
Can you cannot challenge anything, sir. Take the time.
Oh, I object. Oh,
I already send that to
send it to the board. Send it to the LSB.
And I'm sorry, but I don't care. You do your own jobs. What I'm saying is the problem that is generating here, and we have an executive meeting where all of us were, and we are explaining the problem with conflict of interest when somebody is offering something, but on the other hand, is having kind of reference and ads in our airwaves.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes.
Dr. Franklin said he would check into that.
Exactly, I know. I'm answering to Lyndon.
Oh, okay. All right, Lyndon, is there anything else you need to say?
No, thank you.
Susie.
What? Yeah. Yes, thank you. Since my name was mentioned, and I know Dwayne had the question, we haven't met, but I was under the understanding that it was a task force committee meeting. And so we only met twice. We did our presentation. Ted did that. And I'm not sure from that point on who had the authority to discuss what we presented and whether anybody took action, that discussion took place, whether we were or we were not able to change from one realtor to another. So my question is, I was there, that what Ted reported took place, and it wasn't a committee meeting that was going to meet monthly or weekly. It was just going to meet for that purpose. So
that was it.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And so I don't know who, after we addressed it, was to take the authority or had the authority to make a decision and to say, yes, that's a good idea, or no, that's not a good idea. We put it out there, and that's what happened.
Susie, I think that they got lost in the transition.
Okay.
One general manager to the other general manager.
Dr. Frank heard what you just said.
So I'm sure he will come up to speed with that and deal with it.
Thank you. That's the only thing I can say.
Cause the last time a report was given, David Bays was the general manager.
Right.
That I do know for a fact. All right.
Thank you.
Teresa.
Okay. I hope to stay within the 5 minutes that you allocated. The development committee has met, and we are working on appeals to major donors, a Facebook GoFundMes, which unfortunately the data is not taken for membership when that happens. It was suggested that we have goals for programmers. We are working on lapsed donors, legacy giving, that is putting KPFT in your will, incentives for people to give prior to the October pledge drive. We gave an assignment asking people to come up with ideas of how we should approach Giving Tuesday, which is on November 30th, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I don't think that KPFT has really utilized that Giving Tuesday as many other nonprofits do. Just to even recognize the generosity of the many people who contribute time and treasure to KPFT. And we postponed discussing the quiet drive. So I want to say something as from the point of view as treasurer and also from a person that's reporting for development. We have, I think, over 120 programmers. And we have a pledge drive coming up. We have a general manager and a very small staff, and we have 24 board members. If we are given goals and all of these people, 120 plus programmers, 24 board members, and the staff work together, we certainly will do better than if we just expect our development director, Robin Lewis, and our general manager to generate the money that we hope to come up with in the pledge drive. So since that's the main means that we have to raise money, I encourage everyone, programmers and listeners, and people on this board to develop goals, work with our general manager, and try to reach those goals. Thank you. I did send a report and our minutes to the whole LSB. I'm finished, Madam Chair.
Sorry about that. I had to go answer my front door. Any questions for Teresa? Okay, any other committee reports? Okay. What's the next thing on the agenda, Bill?
Unfinished business, if there is any. I don't know of any. And then new business.
New business.
And Patrick White had a motion that he sent. That's the only thing I know of.
What was the motion?
If Patrick's on the call, can he read it, or you want me to?
Is he here?
He was earlier.
I don't know.
You can read it.
I am here, but if you'd like to read it, that'd be great.
And I have to go on mute.
Okay. Well, do you go ahead, Patrick, if you want. I don't care.
Bill, just take a minute.
Okay.
I don't have it right in front of me, so.
Okay, I've got it. And it's in the agenda, everybody, that I sent out yesterday. I move that a simple analysis be requested to determine if the recent changes to play more music and less political programming has resulted in an increase in donations, as was given as the reason for that change, and that the unbiased and thorough analysis of, or thorough result of this analysis be given to the incoming station manager for his consideration.
Right. So I'm not sure who should go for discussion as to who should do that. If that's something we'd ask Robin to, I know that she's got a lot of work. I think it should be somebody that's not biased for either side, for the political side or the music side.
Well, usually the maker of the motion motivates it first. Usually.
First it needs a second, and I second the motion. I also have an amendment.
Paula, you want to chair until Venetia comes back?
Okay. So that's what she's back. There she is.
May I make an amendment?
Okay, go ahead.
I move to amend the motion to add the creation of a special committee. That's very much like the $1 million building committee. A special committee selected by the chair to carry out what is contained in this motion. Can I have a second?
Can I second that?
Yeah.
Bill, can you send me that, can you email me that motion?
Okay, it's in the agenda, but I can send that to you again.
Okay, I'll get it off the agenda.
Okay.
You guys know.
Can I be on the stack, Wendy?
Go ahead, Wendy.
Yeah, I'll be on the stack, please. This is Patel Adams.
Got you.
Well, I don't have an amendment exactly, but I just wanted to put forth this idea that to me, rather than giving the analysis to the new manager, I mean, maybe he's the best person to look at it and with Robin and come up with this, you know, he's going to be the one checking that out anyway. And so, I don't know what we could add. We don't have access to the numbers as the same way they do. I don't know.
Can I say something?
That's my, yeah. I mean, maybe. Is
that you, Dr. Franklin? Yeah. Who said, can I say something?
Egberto.
Oh, Egberto. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Someone may have been ahead of me, I think.
I was on track, yeah.
Okay, Venetia, go ahead, and then Egberto. But Wendy, did you finish your thought?
Yeah, I'm just wondering out loud.
Okay, Venetia.
I agree with Wendy. I think this is the general manager's purview. And also, we're forgetting about the mission of Pacifica. I think that is much more important to address as far as the shows than, how much money they're making. And obviously the mission of Pacifica is not to have music on all of our stations. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, and Bertha.
Yeah, numero uno is that I, you know, as far as commissions are concerned or setting up committees, I don't know that I necessarily, we need that. I like what Venetia just said about mission, which I think is very important. If you were to add up, I look at the numbers, and if you add up the music shows in fact do better than the talk shows, and that is to be expected. So I think it's a different kind of a judgment that has to be made there. Yes, we, the talk shows, have to do our fair share, but I don't think we can, I mean, the combination that Patrick is asking for is a numbers game that can be figured out with two iterations of the fund drive, before the change was made and after the change was made. They're close enough that you can make a statistical analysis to see that there is a difference or not. That said, I think it has to be up to the manager, the new manager, in my opinion, to make that kind of a call, remembering what our mission is, not just music. You know, I mean, not just music, what the mission really is. Thanks.
Music's in there.
Dwayne to the stack.
And I'm going to have another thing if there's enough time.
Iriana for the stack.
You're muted, Venetia. Venetia, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Venetia, you're muted. We got all those expressions and no voice. I can't believe.
Now I got it. For some reason, it wasn't letting me. Okay. Who was supposed to be next, you guys? I'm going to take the honor system. Please go up. The next person talk.
Patrick
was before I was, but if he doesn't speak up, I'll.
It was Patrick.
I think it was.
Okay. Well, just very briefly, my intent with this motion is that to make it more explicit to the board, if the goal of the last change to the schedule was effective or not, because I think very often we make changes and we forget why the change was made and sort of lose the track on it. And I'm personally agree with those that say that the mission of political programming is more important even to political program is more important to the mission of the station, even if it doesn't always bring in a lot of money. But I also think I also suspect that the fundraising for music shows, especially many of the music shows that have been added, is probably overstated. I think it's important for the board to know explicitly and concretely whether those shows are actually delivering. And it's important to almost all the decisions that we're going to have to make going forward. So absolutely, it is a purview of the station manager, but I was hoping that we could have a really clear sort of performance review on this, like brought back to the board and to all of us, so that it doesn't just become a matter of opinion and, you know, well, I say this brings in a lot of money, this other people say it doesn't, it's kind of nebulous, but to make it like really clear whether that change has had the effect that was hoped for or not.
Adriana?
That's all I have to say.
All right, Adriana.
Yeah, I understand what the idea is, but again, we just have a new general manager. We are not discussing what happened before. The general manager have all the tools in his hands. And the only consideration that we have, the main point for KPFT and for Pacifica, is the mission, not the money. Because we can have, you know, money some other ways, that doesn't mean that it's justifiable what we did or what somebody did. I believe that it's micromanaging. I agree. I know that the intention of this motion is good to see in a way some reality. But we can have that when we received from Robin Lewis, when we received the information about the fund drive and how much money is being made, we can do that without any problem. I think that we don't have enough people. It's micromanaging. I believe that it's not necessary. Let the general manager be the manager. Decide what he will have those numbers. He will see what he thinks that should be done. And I believe that we don't have, doesn't make any sense to have more people trying to figure out things that is part of the purview and the obligation of the general manager. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Dwayne, then Ted and
Sandy for the stack, please.
Call the Dwayne, question. Ted, Sandy, and who said call the question?
I call the question.
And Wendy, oh, wait a minute. This is really important.
Yeah, it's important that we vote.
I'd like to chime in, please.
Point of order.
Dwayne,
Madam
I'm
over.
There you go. What's your point of order?
When someone calls the question.
I know exactly what happens when somebody calls the question.
What happens? Would you please tell us?
Call the question.
No. When someone moves to call the question, it's not debatable and it goes to the body. And if 2/3 of the people, the members of this body, vote in favor of calling the question, then debate ends. Otherwise, debate continues.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chair, because he's not telling all of the facts on that one. He left out a very convenient part, Madam Chair.
And what is that?
He's not the only one that knows Robert Rules of Order. If the fact there has been a time assigned to the item, and that time is up, and before the call of the question was made, no one motioned to extend it, then it requires a majority.
Okay. Do you guys want to, okay. What is it, Wendy?
Well, I just want to point out that, I mean, this is actually a scientific thing that you do to analyze the stuff. You look at the ratings and you look at the donations and you look at everything, and it takes, like, there's some formula, like it takes at least 6 months to make an audience or anything. I don't even know how long this has been, but I don't care. What I did learn when I worked in the membership department is that the music shows make it so we can have anything on the air at all because they bring in enough money to subsidize the talk shows. And so I quit being anti-music when I learned that. And so it's not, I just sense that people don't realize how close we are to having no radio. We can't just broadcast to our friends with 12,000 listeners and, we've got to, every one of us should be working every second to try and bring in some more money because it just took us a month to raise $50,000.
Point of order.
Do that in 2 days.
Point of order.
Okay. What is your point of order?
I can hear Dwayne.
Now I can't hear anybody.
No, I hear him.
Yeah, we can hear. Dwayne, please mute. We can
well,
hear
first
your
off, that is not Dwayne. No, that's wrong. You both of you were wrong. I was muted, so it wasn't me.
Maybe somebody has a radio or TV on.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is, but I started muting people that were not muted because you could hear someone talking clearly in the back.
Yeah, I was muted.
Thank you, Dwayne. Madam Chair.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Oh, thank my you. God. Let me just say, I'm all confused right now. Seriously.
I just want to interject that studying the funding patterns and everything that goes along with them after every drive is essential for feedback as we plan the next drive. So it's a really good idea. And if it's not already being done, there's really no excuse for that, except we don't have many people left to do it. I think this is, should be entirely left to our management team, as slim as it is.
Oh, I'm so tired of this.
And just let's move on with that. Thank you.
Who is the next person? I know y'all think I'm all over the place. That's because I got something going on back here that I'm trying to tune out.
Well, Madam Chair, we have a call
for the staff
motion on the floor that needs to be voted on.
That's what I thought. But everybody keeps talking, and I'm not really tuned in like I'm usually tuned in.
And the ultimate question is, Madam Chair, was there a time limit assigned to this item?
5 minutes. What's on the agenda, Bill?
It's 20 minutes, but I don't know what time we started.
New business?
Okay. Well, yes, but it's the only thing under new business, and yeah, this is the last item on the agenda. So.
Point of information.
We've done 20 minutes, so it's a simple majority vote, and if it doesn't pass, then we can go further, Madam Chair.
Point of information.
Can you call a vote? Can you call a vote, Bill?
Okay, this is a vote to cut off debate. It's the vote on the question.
Yes.
Okay. Let me write this down. Okay, Teresa Allen. So a yes means, yes vote means you want to cut off debate.
Right. Teresa. We want to vote.
I must ask, is there any amendment that to this main motion? Because I've heard several people talk about giving this to management to do this. Is there an amendment or is there just the main motion?
I didn't write down any amendments.
Okay.
No amendment.
I presented an amendment and it was seconded by Patrick.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, Ted. Yes.
And what was that amendment?
The amendment is that our chair, Venetia Williams, create a special committee and name the people who will serve on that committee to carry out this work.
Okay.
And can you tell me what work that is? Because I was opening the door when you made that first
move. The work that is in the motion by Patrick.
I have had my eyes operated on. When I ask you something, it is because I cannot read it. No, you forcing my hand. So let me tell everybody on the LSB. I told Bill. So when I ask you a question, please answer it. What is the motion?
Main motion is, I move that a simple analysis be requested to determine if the recent changes to Play More Music and less political programming has resulted in an increase in donations, as was given as the reasons for that change, and that the unbiased and thorough result of this analysis be given to the incoming station manager for his consideration. And then Ted made an amendment that he just described.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, so we're voting on cutting off debate so we can vote
cutting off debate.
The amendment and then the main motion. Teresa Allen?
May we ask if there's any objection to cutting off debate?
Oh, well, that's a good one. Is there any objection to cutting off debate? Not hearing any objection. Let me ask it one more time. Is there any objection to cutting off debate? All right, it passes. Debate is over with. The amendment.
Now we'll vote on the amendment first and then on the main motion. You want me to read it, see if I got it right, Ted? I'm sorry, I forgot about it. You amend to create a special committee selected by the chair to carry out what is contained in this motion. So, let's see. Teresa Allen, how do you vote on this amendment?
I say yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Bill passes. Bill Crozier passes. Lennon Foley? Can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. And remember, I'm always going through an alphabetical order by last name, so you know when to unmute. Patrick Hoyt?
I vote yes.
Patrick votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
I vote no.
Dwayne votes no. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller?
Abstain.
Paula abstains. Susie Moreno?
Abstain.
Susie abstains. Vinisha Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Vinisha. Sandra Rolline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Darrell Robbins? Can't hear you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara Nartomi?
No.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell?
I vote no. This is Patel Adams.
Okay, Vinisha votes no. Wendy? Didn't hear you.
So the chair could make a committee of the GM and the Robin, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
The amendment says the chair can pick who's on the committee.
Then I say yes.
Okay, Wendy votes yes.
But I'm generally a no.
Okay, I'm recording usually yes. Deb Shafto?
Yeah.
Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Duzel?
No.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
I abstain, thank you.
Sandy abstains. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Egberto Willis?
No, too much bureaucracy. No.
Okay, Egberto votes no. And going back, Bill Crozier, I passed. I'll vote yes. Lennon Foley, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Lennon. Let's see, I didn't hear Bob Gartner or Sandra or Darrell or Deb or Rita.
Rita votes no.
Rita votes no. Okay, thank you. Anybody else whose name I called? Okay, let me count. We have 8 yes, 7 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote? You're muted.
Abstain.
Okay, so that's approved 8-7. So now we'll vote on the main motion as amended. Excuse me. Main motion is amended. Let me see. Let me make a note here. Okay, Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley? Still can't hear you, Lennon. Robert Gartner? Can't hear you, Robert. Patrick White? Can't hear you, Pat. What was that?
Yes.
Patrick votes yes. Thank you. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller? Can't hear you, Paula. Susan Moreno?
No.
Susie votes no. Vinisha Patel Adams?
No.
Vinisha votes no. Sandra Rawline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Darrell Robbins? Can't hear you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara Nartomi?
No.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto?
Can you vote yes?
Richard Giselle? Yeah. Ted, you need to mute.
I've got Bob Gartner here.
Oh, okay. Bob, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Bob votes yes. Thank you. Let's see, I was on Wendy. I didn't hear you, Wendy. Were you trying to say something?
I'm all messed up. I think I abstain. I think this is the GM's job, and nobody's on the LSB is
okay.
Unbiased.
Wendy abstains. Deb, I didn't hear you. Richard Giselle?
GM's job, no.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington?
Rita votes no.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
No, thank you.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Egberto Willis?
No.
Egberto votes no. This is going back. I didn't hear Lyndon or Paula or Sandra or Darrell or Deb. Any of you here and want to vote?
Paula, no. I don't know what I'm voting on, but Paula, no.
Okay. Paula votes no.
Bill, could you please change, Teresa, could you change my vote to no?
Okay, Teresa's changing your vote to no.
Thank you.
Okay, let me count the votes. 7 yes. But 11 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No.
There are 12 no.
You're voting no?
Yes, I'm voting no.
Okay.
12
so
no.
7 yes, 12 no's. Motion as amended fails. Okay, that's the last on the agenda unless there's other new business and then the announcement of the regular date of the next meeting.
Move to
Can
adjourn.
Can you tell them when the next meeting
to
is?
To adjourn, Madam Chair.
It's the second Wednesday of next month, which, let me look that up. Sorry, I didn't put the date on it.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Move
to adjourn.
That's October 13th.
Yeah.
October 13th.
October 13th is next meeting. See you guys there.
Madam Chair, can I ask my question before we adjourn?
What's your question?
How do we capture all the comments that were made in the chat?
Paula does it every meeting.
So we just need to reach out to Paula. Thank you.
That's all you need to do. Meeting is adjourned.
Don't reach out to me. I'm telling you now. Don't reach out to me. I'm not sending nothing out. I send it to one person. Hey, don't reach out to me.
Who do we reach out to?
Don't call me. Don't text me.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Paula. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for the card.
You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
I can't. Hey, Diana.